5. The Pilgrim Helpers. The first of the seven groups of secondary supernaphim to be encountered are the Pilgrim Helpers, those beings of quick understanding and broad sympathy who welcome the much-traveled ascenders of space to the stabilized worlds and settled economy of the central universe. Simultaneously, these high ministers begin their work for the Paradise Pilgrims of Eternity, the first of whom arrived on the pilot world of the Inner Havana Circuit concomitantly with the landing of Grand Fonda on the pilot world of the Outer Circuit. Back in those far distant days, the Pilgrims from Paradise and the Pilgrims of Time first met on the receiving world of Circuit Number 4. These Pilgrim Helpers, functioning on the seventh circle of Havana worlds, conduct their work for the ascending mortals in three major divisions. First, the supreme understanding of the Paradise Trinity. Second, the spiritual comprehension of the Father-Son partnership. And third, the intellectual recognition of the Infinite Spirit. Each of these phases of instruction is divided into seven branches of 12 minor divisions of 70 subsidiary groups, and each of these 70 subsidiary groupings of instruction is presented in 1,000 classifications. More detailed instruction is provided on subsequent circles, but an outline of every Paradise requirement is taught by the Pilgrim Helpers. That, then, is the primary or elementary course which confronts the faith-tested and much-traveled pilgrims of space. But long before reaching Havana, these ascendant children of time have learned to feast upon uncertainty, to fatten upon disappointment, to enthuse over apparent defeat, to invigorate in the presence of difficulties, to exhibit indomitable courage in the face of immensity, and to exercise unconquerable faith when confronted with the challenge of the inexplicable. Long since, the battle cry of these pilgrims became, in liaison with God, nothing, absolutely nothing, is impossible. There is a definite requirement of the pilgrims of time on each of the Havana circles, and while every pilgrim continues under the tutelage of supernaphim by nature adapted to helping that particular type of ascendant creature, the course that must be mastered is fairly uniform for all ascenders who reach the central universe. This course of achievement is quantitative, qualitative, and experiential, intellectual, spiritual, and supreme. Time is of little consequence on the Havana circles. In a limited manner, it enters into the possibilities of advancement, but achievement is the final and supreme test. The very moment your superaphic associate deems you to be competent to pass inward to the next circle, you will be taken before the 12 adjutants of the seventh circuit spirit. Here you will be required to pass the tests of the circle, determined by the superuniverse of your origin and by the system of your nativity. The divinity attainment of this circle takes place on the pilot world and consists in the spiritual recognition and realization of the master spirit of the ascending pilgrim superuniverse. When the work of the outer Havana circle is finished and the course presented is mastered, the pilgrim helpers take their subjects to the pilot world of the next circle and commit them to the care of the supremacy guides. The pilgrim helpers always tarry for a season to assist in making the transfer both pleasant and profitable.